Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Empower Your Life program. This is Erin Manoux, your hostess and the creator of this program, and I am so excited and happy to welcome you and to begin this week with cultivating gratitude. Gratitude is such a powerful feeling. It can uplift our mood, it can soothe our minds, and it is one of the top habits of highly successful people. It's one of the habits that successful people have in common. So it's such a worthwhile endeavor to begin to cultivate gratitude. And all week long, we're going to look at different ways of doing that. But first, I'd just like to begin by defining gratitude. Gratitude is the quality of being thankful. It is being happy for what we have and supporting and appreciating other people for who they are and the contributions that they make. So it's tied to a sense of appreciation. We can look around and appreciate what is surrounding us, what's supporting us, the material things, as well as the people and other beings in our lives, our beloved pets, and the creatures that we share this beautiful planet with. So gratitude is an attitude that we can choose to cultivate, we can choose to maintain in our minds. And it really does make a huge difference. There's a study out there that shows that a gratitude practice can actually elevate your level of happiness 25%. So if you want to be 25% happier or more without buying anything, all you need to do is begin to cultivate and practice gratitude. And it does take practice. It is a little bit of a muscle because all of us have things going on in our lives that we think, oh man, like why is this happening? Or, oh, I've got to deal with this, or there's this difficult person over here. So life bombards us with opportunities to choose an attitude of disgust or irritation or any number of emotions. And all those are valid. And sometimes we can do both. You know, we can feel those emotions and then say, okay, I'm going to process that and then I'm going to turn to gratitude and appreciation for what actually is good in my life. And in this sense, gratitude is connected with a sense of enough, a sense of having enough, of being enough. And for a lot of us, the fear of not being enough, not having enough, is a very real and present, conscious or unconscious motivating force that can really rob us of our happiness. So this is another reason to practice gratitude. It's helping build an understanding of who we are and what we are and what we have as being enough and being in a state of appreciation and gratefulness for what we have. There's a whole bunch of writers out there that have some sort of saying around the topic of, if you can't look around and be thankful for what you have, what makes you think that when you have more, you'll be able to be thankful for that? So I love that question. And what it points to is the power of appreciation to raise your level of contentment with what you have. And then great, you know, we all have these big dreams we want to manifest. They're all things that we want to do with our wild and precious lives. There's people that we're here to serve. There's places we're here to go to. And the more we can cultivate gratitude for the present moment and the opportunities that are already around us, the more crazy about it we're going to feel when those successes come into our lives as well. It also ties into the power of attraction in the sense that if we're already raising our vibration to welcome in these good things, there's a much higher likelihood that the things that we're wanting to attract are going to come in versus if we're looking around us and all we see is like, everything, like this isn't good and that isn't good, I want to change this, I want to change that. We're operating at a very low vibration. It's going to be hard to attract upbeat, interesting, creative, conscious people into our lives. It's going to be more difficult to attract the kind of experiences and things that we want. So gratitude really does raise our vibration. When we look around and we feel the sense of not enough, whether it's in our material environment or we're looking in the mirror or contemplating our own selves and what we've accomplished so far, and we're holding this idea out there of, oh, I want to be over there. I want to have this. I want to grow into being that. What this generates is a constant feeling of living in the gap. You're living the gap between where you want to be and, say, where you've been or where you are. You're not really fully present where you are. You're somewhere in between in this sort of hell realm, in a way, of like, ooh, lack and not enoughness. So we want to close that gap between where we are and where we want to be by, in some ways, imagining into the way it would feel to have all the things we already want. And we'll go into this a little bit more later in the week, but for now, what I'm really encouraging us all to do is to get a deeper understanding of why gratitude is so important and the way that practicing it can actually change our mindset in the present moment, both to make us more content and happy in the present moment and to really increase the likelihood of attracting the abundance that we still desire and feel that the world is holding in store for us. And we want to grow into being able to meet that and also enjoy and appreciate that when it comes. So I am so thrilled to be focusing this week on a practice that has been so transformative and powerful in my own life and that of so many other people. So when you're ready, you can go to the next audio and we'll look at a way of practicing gratitude that you can do in your life right now.